Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Speaking of big happenings, part of our Mix 100 All Access Summer, we brought in the band Camino yesterday to the Mix 100 studios. What a nice bunch of fellas they were, right?
I loved it. I loved them. I was so excited that they came and played some of their big hits. I know Josh is a big fan as well.
Yes,
so
they were
like a little mini concert for us. It was fabulous.
Yeah, they came in, played three of their hits. We had a full house with a bunch of listeners in here. We gave them some pizza, and they were able to ask questions.
Yeah.
And big fans of the band Camino in here, too, because during a couple of their songs, the audience was just singing their hearts out.
Yeah, it was
which
cute.
Was really fun to see, right?
That's who we want in here to experience it, too. I mean, one of their favorite bands up close and personal like that.
Yeah. I shook so many hands yesterday.
Me too.
when everybody left, I went right over the sink and used the antibacterial.
You the germaphobe, I get it, but it was still fun.
There was a few wet hands, you know.
The pizza. Oh,
I don't mind
it.
Shaking hands greasy. And meeting people. No, it wasn't even greasy. It was just wet hands. I think it was, you know, they're nervous. A few people were nervous to be in here.
Yeah.
You know, at a radio station meeting on-air people in a band. And a few times I was like, oh, that's a wet hand, isn't it? I think one of my favorite moments from yesterday, though, was, you know, while we're waiting for the band to arrive, everybody's just kind of hanging out, and we're meeting everybody, and we're chowing down on pizza and stuff, and we had a few minutes, so I was like, all right, which one of you wants to come here into the studio and start the next song?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
So everybody filed into this room here where all the controls are. And it's not a massive room, but we had like 20 people in here all crammed in. And, what was her
Amanda.
Name? Amanda.
Amanda.
That's right. Yeah. Sweet Amanda was the lucky chosen one to start the next song here at Mix. So I took it out of autopilot because we've got like an autopilot feature. And she came over and fired the jingle and then boom, fired the next song. And everyone was like, yay!
You
basically can take over the morning show now.
Yeah!
You know what you're doing.
And
then for the next 5-6 minutes, I proceeded to show them all the other buttons and what things do in here. And where the cameras are and what screen does what. And during that time, that song had ended, and we forgot to put it into autopilot.
Oh,
so
no.
We had about 5 or 6 minutes of dead air. As I'm in here, big shot, showing them everything that we're doing. Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. A lot of years of practice. Total dead air. Big Rob came running in. He's like, we're off the air. And I was like, yeah, I know. I was showing him like what happens when we're off
exactly
the air.
Exactly right.
Don't worry about it, Big Rob. We got it under control.
All right, everybody, hold on to your butts. It's time for a Mix 100 sports report.
I guess the NFL has teamed up with Disney, Champion, and Fanatics for something pretty ridiculous, but also kind of cutesy and fun. Every NFL team now has an official Disney-related character pairing.
Okay.
It's just a way, it's a cash grab.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're going to have a bunch of merch and, you know, t-shirts and apparel, all sorts of gear, with Disney characters dressed as the team that they represent, essentially.
Which one is ours?
The Broncos gets Maximus from Tangled. It's that horse.
The horse. Yes!
They say he's got toughness, grit, pioneering spirit. Everything that's supposed to fit Denver. So that's what we get is a goofy horse from Tangled.
An awesome
no,
horse.
He was cool.
Right. He's the best horse. He's so
okay,
funny.
Fine. Why are you yelling at
I
me right now?
I love that movie so much.
The Raiders are getting Darth Vader. That's a good good look. The Vikings are getting Thor. The Lions are getting Simba. The Seattle Seahawks, unfortunately, get the mine seagulls from Finding Nemo. San Francisco 49ers are getting Stinky Pete, the prospector from Toy Story.
Oh, that's good.
Washington Commanders get Ham, the pig from Toy Story. Who else is getting? The Jets are getting Buzz Lightyear. That's a good one.
Oh, that's cool.
The Atlanta Falcons are actually getting the Millennium Falcon. So it's a fun little pairing. It's kind of cutesy for the season.
I like that.
Helps you get fired up. Bringing the bunch of kids into the football spirit as well. And weird Disney adults.
Yeah.
I would imagine that are like have no idea about football, but now they're like, oh,
yeah, we get
Captain Hook is part of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm in.
Sold.
I feel like I'm Peter Pan. I'm a Disney adult. I have no friends. All right, so this thing from Ranker.com is out this morning. They do these polls on there. And yes, with football season just around the corner, like the full season, they're talking about the best tailgating foods. This comes out every year about this time.
Okay.
No big surprise for number one, hamburgers.
Yeah.
Followed by chicken
Solid.
Wings.
Perfect.
Followed by hot dogs.
Yep.
Further down the list, we're getting chocolate brownies. Is that good tailgating food?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like if you're at the Mile High City, they're probably spiked,
exactly.
If you know what I mean.
That's probably why they made the list.
With the pot weeds.
Hey.
Katie's familiar. Pigs in a blanket is on the list. Seven-layer dip.
It's a good one.
Don't go eight, though. That's just too many layers.
Too many things. Too
baked thick. Potato skins. Are people bringing potato skins to the tailgate?
Potato skins are good.
Anyway, some of the votes at the very bottom. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Trail mix.
That's somebody.
Imagine being the guy pulling up at the Mile High. Hey, I got trail mix over here.
Peanut butter sandwiches, anybody?
You guys ready for the big game? I got some oatmeal raisin cookies and some trail mix. Anybody want some hummus? I got hummus over here before the big game.
Ew.
I got a pot of beans.
Yeah, right.
Who wants some beans and an oatmeal raisin cookie? Those are at the bottom
Sounds
of
like
the
a
list.
Exactly
I know, right?
Right.
Who wants an oatmeal raisin cookie before they go to Hut Hut?
Those are Raider fans. That's who's got that grub at their tailgate.
So bad.
Silly.
What else is silly? What else is going on?
All right, we're
going
to head to Bavaria because I just found out that they have a thing called the German Finger Wrestling Championships. And apparently these are so popular. This is their 65th annual Finger Wrestling Championship, and it draws around 150 to 200 competitors.
That's what I call prom night.
I know. Make all the jokes. The only thing that
is something.
That I called my wedding night.
Okay, what? I wanted to talk about this because of where it takes place, too. It's in Pflugdorf Stadium.
Yeah.
I love the German language because everything sounds so funny. But this is an unusual sport where
show me
puts,
your Pflugdorf.
Okay. More jokes. It puts two.
Is that what they call the middle finger?
It's not, no, I wasn't referring to the finger. Please continue. Show me your Pflugdorf, baby.
It just puts two opponents against each other where they have to lock fingers at the middle finger and try to throw their arm off the table, essentially.
Okay.
And that's finger wrestling.
Hold on. The champion, Ferdinand, talked about how much pain he goes through, but he keeps coming back every single year to try to be the Pflugdorf champion.
Oh, they keep coming back. I'll tell you that much.
It's what it's called, man.
Yeah, they keep coming back.
Pflugdorf championship.
It's a centuries-old tradition that continues attracting dedicated competitors each year. They have a 65-year history of this.
So this is different than thumb wrestling.
Totally. It's your
one, two, three,
fingers.
Four. Yeah. I declare thumb war.
Ready, go.
Yeah. And go. It's different.
We've got receipts. We've got drama. We've got Denver talking. It's the Mile High Hype with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Yeah, the hype is all brought to you by our good friends at Mountain High Appliance, where you can get amazing savings throughout all their showrooms, whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling an entire ding-dang kitchen. You can find top brands and expert advice. Just go to mountainhighappliance.com. All right, so today the National Park Service turns 110 years old.
Aww.
So that means you get free admission. Entrance fees are waived today for U.S. citizens and residents. So I'm going to head out here in just a bit and make my way up to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you're heading up to like Rocky Mountain National Park today, just know that it's probably going to be packed. Free days usually bring in a lot of people.
Exactly.
So just a heads up on that. But yeah, that's kind of fun. That's a nice thing to do is just open up the gates and let people experience some of the beautiful parks that this country has. So happy birthday. Jessica Simpson is going back in front of the reality cameras. Netflix is making a new documentary about Jessica Simpson more than 20 years after newlyweds Nick and Jessica. They turned their marriage and everyday life into some early 2000s reality TV gold, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did.
That's where we got the chicken of the sea, right?
Yes.
Is this chicken or is this tuna? The new series will cover Jessica Simpson's music career, her personal life, business success, as she's, I guess, Is she trying to get back out there? Is she dropping new music? I haven't heard.
I haven't either, but she always has something going on, right? Whether it's fashion, makeup.
That's the thing. She's got that fashion line. Yeah, isn't she a billionaire?
She's got a book too. So. Absolutely. No, she did well.
She doesn't need this goofy TV series. Why is she doing this?
Maybe she misses it.
I guess. You know? I guess once you reach that level of celebrity, maybe you just kind of crave the attention still.
Absolutely. And I think, like, there's a whole generation who don't really know who she is.
Yeah, there is that.
This is a way for her to get back out in front of people. And, I mean, reality shows, they can spawn a whole new, celebrity. So, who knows? She might find a brand new audience.
I'm just in the mindset, if I had $1 billion, I would just disappear and live my life. Leave me alone. I don't need the social media headaches. And
I would own a mountain.
Yes, exactly.
I would buy a mountain.
Get a mountain and dig a hole and live inside the mountain is what I would do. All right, so if you got a little baby human child brewing inside you right now and you're trying to think of a name, there's an emerging trend right now. Naming your kids after weapons is a big thing right now. Some of the names that are popping: Gunner, Caliber, Trigger, Blade, Cannon, Remington, Beretta, Colt, Ruger. Very strong masculine names, I guess. A lot of people are wondering, though, are these going to become a little too aggressive in the naming department? A little too violent? At what point do we say, you can't name your baby Tank?
Well, let's be honest. In this day and age, somebody's going to get offended. Somebody's going to get offended by your baby named Trigger.
I know, right? This is my son, Trigger.
This is going to happen.
Weapons-inspired names, they say, give your kid a renegade spirit. Maverick is ranking higher than ever. Cowboy-style names like Dutton, Stetson, and Boone are climbing on the charts. But yeah, they're saying just strong, independent, masculine names are popping right now. This is my son, Bazooka, and my daughter, Hypersonic Missile.
Cousin IED.
They are saying that some of these names could come with baggage. It could become a joke down the road, obviously, right?
Come on.
Landmine, how come nobody picks you for tetherball? Poor little landmine.
Poor fellas.
All right, then one quick final thing. We know a little bit more about Frozen 3 now. Disney revealed some details. Anna and Kristoff are getting married, and there's a new villain coming. And apparently Olaf is getting a love interest named Samantha.
There's going to be a third one?
Yeah. So there's a third Frozen coming out because it's a cash grab. Each one's made like $1 billion.
They're not just going to let it go?
No. Let it go. Let it go. No, they're saying, hey, we got to get Olaf a girlfriend. And he's going to do some freaky stuff with that carrot nose, I think, in this new one. So.
Those little stick arms.
Have anyone seen my carrot now? Okay, there you go. What else you got?
All right, well, United making some pretty big news today, actually announcing the largest international network expansion in company history today. So they announced 10 new international cities across Europe and Asia, out of some of its hubs in like San Fran and Washington and whatnot. But they're also launching a nonstop daily service from DIA to Paris beginning in May.
Ooh la la!
People are really excited about that. I mean, before it took you a few stops to get out there to the city you love. And now, nonstop flight right there to the tower.
I see London. I see France.
Yes!
I see Katie's underpants. Woo-hoo! I'd be singing that on that airplane.
The whole time.
Pick a different person in each row.
Put your butt with the luggage. That's what I do. Okay. They're also debuting the newest international aircraft for all of this stuff. It's called the A321XLR.
I'm going to name my baby that.
It's called Born to Explore. So, yeah, a lot of big things coming for United.
Side note, my wife is not pregnant. All right, what else you got?
Oh, okay.
Waiting for the text. Jeremy,
that.
I didn't know you guys were expecting again.
Clarify that. Okay, and then this story coming out of the week. Wheat Ridge Police Department, residents and the PD there have noted a major surge in the use of e-bikes. A lot of them. A lot of them are out and about. I mean, I think this really started popping off after those organized rides where you had like hundreds of e-bikes and motorbikes lining the street, not paying attention to streetlights, really causing a ruckus, particularly along the Clear Creek Greenbelt is where they're really seeing a lot of this activity. But they're considering putting some things like, all of us in the studio popping our heads.
Out in Wheat Ridge. Riding dirty. Okay, Excuse me, how many wattage is that motor there you have on your e-bike?
Well, they're going to start really cracking down on this stuff. So now they're thinking about putting speed limits on the trails. So you're going to see speed limit signs on the trails. Requirements when it comes to helmets for minors, which I think they should do anyway.
There goes all the fun.
And then restrictions on some of these vehicles on the path. So, yeah, they're really going to start cracking down because people can't be smart. Like, just be smart about it. Don't try and take out somebody walking their dog.
No, obviously, yes. Be careful and stuff. But like, if nobody's out there, zip around. Have some fun.
No.
Do they have trails where the e-bikes can go and just tear it up?
I think that that's what they're trying to
figure out. Can we start having those areas now?
Yes, that is what they're trying to get, you know, a place where people can go and tear it up, as you said, Jer, so they don't have to do that on the paths.
Because it's fun.
It is fun, but there are people and dogs walking.
I know, but
trails.
I want areas then that I can go and open that baby up.
Yes.
You know, fast and furious. Yeah. I live my life a quarter mile at a time on my e-bike.
Yes. They see me rolling. Dang song. Okay, so they're trying to figure out a timeline and everything. Okay. So just so you know, that's in the works. And then it is here. It's here. Fat Marmot Week is upon us.
Leave my mother-in-law out of this.
I'm so excited. You can vote for your favorite chubby marmot all week long.
Yeah.
This is coming out of Crested Butte, and it's the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory's Marmot Project who's behind it. They're inviting the public to join in the voting for a tournament-style competition. So there's a bunch of different marmots that you can choose from, and they're getting people excited about the Alpine residents by really highlighting the unique summer process. So this is why they're fat. The animals, they feed almost constantly on grass and wildflowers, roughly doubling their body weight as they prepare for about 5 months of hibernation.
So they just don't never stop eating.
They don't stop eating.
It's like
they
people at the Golden Corral.
Graze, exactly. It's like their own endless buffet.
Is that a chocolate fountain over there?
They're on their e-scooters.
Yeah.
I love it. So voting goes until Friday at fatmarmotweek.com, but we're going to crown that little Gordo winner on Saturday. I'm so excited.
What a cute little competition.
Little fat little marmot baby.
Your mom's a fat marmot.
Yeah.
Try to work that into casual conversation today, you guys.